Sagt der Mishnah weiter, as we continue, Masechtas Megillah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Yud. We'll be learning over here, B'Yaz Hashem Yisbarach, the 12th of our series of Ein Beins. Sagt der Mishnah, Ein Bein Bama Gedayla, Bama Ketana, Ele Psachim. Again over here, a little bit of a Hagdama. Before the Mishkan was put up, Klal Yisrael was makir their karbonais on bamais. You just set up your own personal bama, and you're makir a karbon on it. That's how Adam Arishan was makriv, his karbonais, the ovais, and so on, all the way up until the times of Moshe Rabbein. Once the Mishkan was put up, and you had a Mizbeach and an Arayin, Bamais became Aser. When the Arayin was no longer near the Mizbeach, once again, Bamais would become Mutter. For example, during the 14 years that the Yidden were taking over and dividing Eretz Yisrael, the Arayin went with them into war. It was not always stationed near the Mizbeach, so Bamis were mutter. But afterwards, after they finished dividing the land, and the Mishkan was in Shiloh, and the Arayin was placed there permanently, Eitz LaMizbeach, Bamis would become Aser. You could only be Makrav a Karben on the Mizbeach. Mishkan Shiloh stood for 369 years. When Shiloh was destroyed, and the Arayin was captured in the hands of the Pelishtim, perhaps you remember the story from Sefer Shmuel, and the Mishkan was moved to Noiv, Ir HaKehanim, but there was no Arayin. So once again, Bamis were mutter. When Noiv was destroyed after 13 years, and it came to Givayin, and the Arayin still hadn't been returned, Bamis were still mutter. The Meiri explains, really, they got to Arayin back earlier, but they were scared to leave it in the Mishkan, unguarded. So it was put in a special fortified place. But after the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, and they placed the Arayin over there, Eitz LaMizbeach, from that point and on, Bamais are Aser, you cannot be makir of a private carbon, and there would no longer be a heter. Because even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash goes on. The Kiddush of HaMikdash is Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asidlovi, that means that the Kiddush stays. We'll learn more about that later, B'Yaz Hashem. Now, throughout the entire time period that the Bamis were mutter, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu was referred to as a Bama Gedoyla, not as a Mizbeach. As long as there was no Arayin, it wasn't called a Mizbeach. So there was the Bama Gedoyla, that was the Mizbeach HaNechoshes that Moshe Rabbeinu built, but during times that there was no Arayin. And there was also a private Bama that a person may have built in his backyard or in his roof. That was called Bama Ketana. So what is the difference between the Bama Gedoyla, which is the actual Mizbeach HaNechoshes, but there's no Arayin, therefore it's not called a Mizbeach, and your private Bama Ketana that you may have in your backyard? Now, when we say what is the difference, we mean only in terms of what you're allowed to be makriv on. Of course, physically, there were many differences. The Mizbeach had a ramp, it had a yesod, it had to be square. There are many halachis about the Mizbeach. A Bama is just a Bama. We mean to say, what were you allowed to be makriv on the Bama Gedoyla that you were not allowed to be makriv on the Bama Gedoyla? Let's see our Mishnah. Ain, there's no difference between Bama Gedoyla, between this Mizbeach that was actually in the Mishkan, it was in Noiv and Givayim, but there was no Arayin there, therefore it's called the Bama Gedoyla, the Bama Ketana. And the Bama Ketana, a private Bama that someone builds. So, Nedarim and Nedavais, your Karbon Oyla, your Karbon Shlam, you could be makriv on both. Ella, the only difference would be in regard to being makriv psachim, the carbon pesach, and it means things that are similar to the carbon pesach, other karbones choiva. A carbon that you were obligated to bring, you cannot be makriv on the bama ketana, only on the bama gedoyla. So what is the tana chapon just the carbon pesach? And the answer is to teach us that even in regard to the bama gedoyla, you were able to be makriv karbones like the carbon pesach. It has a certain time you have to bring it. Included in that would be like the carbon tamid every single day in the morning and in the afternoon and the carbon musaf. But chayvos that don't have a zman kvua, for example, if I'm a chayv to bring a carbon chatas or a carbon asham, or remember we just learned about the par helim dover shel tzibur in the siri of Avodah Zarah, all these other karbanis, even though you're obligated to bring it, can't bring it even on the Gedoyla. The Tana repeats, Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule, call any carbon, Shehu Nidr V'Nidav, that a person donates, remember, Both nedarim and nedavos mean I volunteer to give the carbon. It's just that how you express it depends on whether it's a neder or nedava, like we learned in the previous Mishnahs. Neder is harei alai, nedava is harei zu. But only those types of karbonis, an oilo or a shlomim that you donate, karev bebama, can you be makriv on a bama katana. V'chol she'en aloi neder v'loi nedev, and a carbon which is neither a neder or a nedava, like karbon pesach, the karbon tamei, the karbon musib, in other words, karbonis chayva, ein a karev bebama, you cannot be makriv on a bama katana, only on a bama gedoyla. All right, so lemaisa, what do we learn in our Mishnah? That there are three groups of karbanis. There are nedarim and nedavais, which a person donates. There's no chayv at all. Donate an oila, donate a shlamit. Whether I say a re'alai, whether I say a re'zu, these karbanis you could be makriv on a bama katana during the time of heter habamis. Two, there are chayvais that are kvuah lehen zman, karbanis that you have to bring, and you have to bring them during a certain time period. Karban Pesach, karban Tamid, karban Musaf. Those can be brought on a bama gedayla, even though there's no aron, or no aron next to the mizbeach. Three, there are chayvais. They're not things that people volunteer to bring. You have to bring them. If a person was over in a very b'shagig, he has to bring a chatas. There are certain things that a person does that he has to bring an asham. It's a chayv, but it's not a chayv which is kavul and zman. It's not limited to a specific time frame. And those also cannot be brought even on a bama gedayla.